But what the humanities so crucially give us as we struggle and stumble towards survival is this. They hone our capacity for interpretations, genuine interpretation, in contrast to ornamentation. And this means going wide and going deep and going back and going forth and going between the lines in order to produce knowledge about human activities and creations. The capacity for genuine interpretations, and now I'm going to echo Tony this morning, the capacity for genuine interpretations inoculates most of us against one dominating fundamentalism or another. Pluralism is more than a philosophical position, more than a denotation of number, more than ecclesiastical boon. Pluralism is our multicultural, multispecied, multi-hued, and multivocal time's best way of being responsible to its well-being and continuity. We are simply too big, too hybrid, too creative, and too free to submit to any overweening morality or single set of cultural prescriptions. But necessary though interpretations are, they are not sufficient. The humanities also teach us how to regard other people so that our interpretations of them are not marred by instrumentalism, not marred by condescension, not barred by voyeurism. No matter how sweetened with good intentions, these flaws often sour the associations of the privileged with the less privileged. So the philosopher Charles Taylor, for example, explores the meaning of respect that each of us should extend to others. In all, the humanities provide us with the moral, psychological, and cultural tools for living with otherness. Often, as you know, humanities textbooks or teachers appeal to the narcissism of students and sell the humanities with this slogan, "The humanities learn who you are." Now, this spin has a soupçon of truth, but no more than that. The humanities are far more about others and otherness and our relations to them locally and globally, historically, and in the present. As the great anthropologist Clifford Geertz writes, to see ourselves as others see us can be eye-opening. To see others as sharing a nature with ourselves is the merest decency. But it is the far more difficult achievement of seeing ourselves among others. And this brings largeness of mind. Now, I have outlined a working agenda for the humanities. And if the humanities are to be accountable, they have work to do with themselves and with their moment. However, I would have scooped out a section of their brain if I were to end only with a picture of the humanities as toil. Because for so many of us, they also provide pleasure, beauty, dreams, and fun.